What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I come into town. I'm in Center City yesterday, and Rittenhouse Square is beautiful. It's great to be back in my hometown. Tried to get into the Phillies game, but there was standing room only. I said, I'm not standing to watch the Phillies. Good choice. Because, you know, they lost again. Is it panic time yet for Phillies fans? It's like every day. One day it's like, oh, yeah. And then, ooh, I don't know.
I'm relaxed because Schwarber's hitting 280 during Hoagie Fest.
Well, the Hoagie Fest is
all
big.
Good in my world.
They were saying that, so they lost a series against the Guardians. The Yankees come into town for a three-game series tonight. And then they have a 10-game road trip on the West Coast.
Okay.
Dude.
So that's why Phil Omquist was in here chirping about the Phillies. His Yankees are coming to town.
Yes.
So he's all good.
You know, there are tickets going for there are tickets $1,000 to get in to see Yankees and Phillies this week.
That's
some of the best seats.
It's going to be a hard pass for me, Tone. I'm going to skip that.
$1,000. Now, listen, I love baseball, so I'm not going to say I wouldn't go. Yeah. I would go see Phillies Yankees, but I'm going back to Florida this afternoon.
I'm just
going to
email the suits down the hallway. Hey, we got any Phillies Yankee tickets floating around?
And they'll tell you no.
For your boy?
For your boy.
A little family road trip.
Yeah, so the Revolutionary Communists of America.
Yeah.
An organization we all contribute to. It's part of Act Blue, I think. When you send your donation to Act Blue, so there's 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw this yesterday afternoon. I was wondering what was going on in Center City, because that's where I was hanging out while we were waiting to get into our Airbnb, because we couldn't check in until 4 p.m. So I'm sitting in Rittenhouse Square, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful park. I mean, the city is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people smoking dope, but you're not even supposed to smoke anything in Rittenhouse Square, and people are smoking dope.
Right.
It says no smoking of any kind.
Right. Which includes dope.
Dope is considered smoking.
Right. Do people still call it dope?
I call it dope. What do you call it, Greg?
The weed.
What do you call it, Robin?
Ganja.
Ganja, Anyway, so I see all these people with red flags.
Mm-hmm.
500 people. We got to play this clip. If you haven't seen it, yesterday afternoon.
By the way, this is the news.
This is the news. I am not Don Stensland, but I have been I was once a news reporter on many radio stations in and around the greater Philadelphia area as we go live. Well, this is yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't your normal. The Democratic Socialists of Philadelphia, which is basically all of city council, right? Why weren't they there? They were basically overruled by the Revolutionary Communists of America. 500 of them, all carrying hammer and sickle red flags right down Market Street, leaving from City Hall. I wonder if Sherelle Parker, the mayor, was involved. Let's go to the tape. Bill, it's F4. Fight the rich. Class War 2024.
Look at that. It's a sea of red.
Yeah.
This was in Philadelphia?
This was yesterday, right from City Hall down Market Street.
Yeah, right
there.
They were
going to the gallery, or now, what is it now? Whatever it's called. It's been, I think it's going to be the new Sixers Center in about 25 years. 500 communist flags marching down Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just don't understand how there can be that many people that are stupid enough to believe.
Where do they get these flags?
That's a great question.
Where do they get 500 communist flags
mm-hmm.
in Philadelphia?
Yep.
Anywhere.
Did you have this on your 2024 local Philadelphia bingo card, Tony?
No, I just keep track of the shootings at the cookouts and all the other sad events that happen in the city every weekend.
Right.
But I didn't have communists marching down Market Street, 500 of them, shouting, Class War 2024. Is that on the ballot? Is that a down ballot item?
Well, we've got equity in the name of socialism on the ballot this year. So
I think the Democratic Socialist and the Revolutionary Communist should have just thrown down.
Yep.
Right there in City Hall, in City Hall courtyard.
Yeah.
You know, go to the clothespin.
Mm-hmm.
They should have been throwing down.
Yep.
Who would you bet on, the Democratic Socialists or the revolutionary communist? You make the call.
But do we have an updated line on FanDuel?
Coming up at 7:30. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll take the commies minus 120. Put me down for a 10 spot.
God.
And by the way, if you're looking for the news, a bunch of people were shot in Philadelphia over the weekend.
I just gave you the news. That's the big story on Action News. Vernon Odom was not there to cover it this time, though. The great Vernon Odom.
Yeah. There you go. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Discover Lancaster. Discover more of Lancaster this week if you head to Lancaster County to enjoy the fresh air and learn more about the Amish culture. Just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com.
Love Lancaster. Or is it Lancaster? I call it Lancaster.
No matter which way I read it, I'm going to get ripped, right?
No, it's sure. Lancaster.
Is it Lancaster?
Lancaster, yeah. Lancaster, yeah.
I think I nailed
that. Come on, man.
I think I'm pretty close.
You're native.
Nah, I'm not.
Dutch Wonderland, man. That's one of my go-to places for the grandkids. They love it up there, Dutch Wonderland.
See, you know, Better than a Dutch oven.
This is what I used to deal with years ago when I was with Bruno and Harry. All of a sudden, Lancaster is the equivalent to the Lehigh Valley. Aren't you from Lancaster? I'm like, no.
I didn't say you were from. You go up Route 30, you keep driving, and you go, and you eventually hit the Amish country.
Exactly. Get a little shoe fly pie.
Exactly.
A little bit. All right, 6:11. We got a lot of good things to get to. Let's kick off the week with another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning is brought to you by Wawa, JD's Raging Gender Receipts. You know, over the last week, Kamala Harris has been absolutely destroyed over the receipts of her far-left policies from 2019 and 2020, from defunding the police to banning fracking to equity disguised as socialism or communism. The Veep has been shredded, and rightfully so. But now the usual suspects are flipping the tables on Donald Trump's VP selection, that being J.D. Vance. Kamala Harris, lamestream media, and the women around the country unloading on the 39-year-old from Ohio over his comments that he made back in 2021 on Tucker Carlson's show. Listen and watch this clip.
But look, what I was basically saying is that we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made. And so they want to make the rest of the country miserable, too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it? I just wanted to ask that question and propose.
Miserable, childless cat ladies. Now, right off the top, I will say this. That comment doesn't bother me at all. That comment doesn't bother most men. It only bothers people that allow it to bother them and for those who want to take issue with that. But therein lies the problem. Donald Trump's biggest political liability and vulnerability is who? You guessed it. Single, childless, career-oriented, suburban women. Whether they have cats or not. And J.D. Vance might have just made it worse for Donald Trump. It's not a big issue to me, but it could be an issue to those independent women out there that may be still on the fence. We already know that since Roe v. Wade was overturned and returned to the states in June of 2022, Republicans and pro-lifers have lost every single election where abortion has been on the ballot. You can call them Karens, you can call them female versions of Keith Olbermann, which is quite funny, but you can't run from the facts. This is why Dawn wanted Sarah Huckabee Sanders to be vice president. This is why I was completely on board with Tulsi Gabbard. To negate the narrative that Trump is anti-woman, to kind of soften the edges, to frame abortion from a female perspective. We'll get Robin's thoughts on this coming up at the bottom of the hour. And yes, that clip from JD is 3 years old and should be water under the bridge, but this is politics. Old baggage always surfaces. But the problem is maybe if you double down. J.D. Vance changed his tune on Donald Trump from 8 years ago. People are allowed to change their opinions, but why not change your tune now on this subject? Maybe go into damage control mode and clean things up. Here was J.D. Vance doubling down on the Megyn Kelly show late last week. Listen and watch.
I know the media wants to attack me and wants me to back down on this, Megyn, but the simple point that I made is that having children. Becoming a father, becoming a mother, I really do think it changes your perspective in a pretty profound way. This is something, of course, we've recognized for hundreds of years in this country that human civilization has always recognized. But there's a deeper point here, Megan. It's not a criticism of people who don't have children. I explicitly said in my remarks, despite the fact the media has lied about this, that this is not about criticizing people who, for various reasons, didn't have kids. This is about criticizing the Democratic Party for becoming anti-family and anti-child. We have to ask ourselves, Megan, why do we have masking of toddlers years after the pandemic ended? Why do we have the Harris campaign coming out this very morning, Megan, and saying that we should not have the child tax credit, which lowers tax rates for parents of young children? It's because they have become anti-family and anti-kid. And I'm proud to stand up for parents, and I hope that parents out there recognize that I'm a guy who wants to fight for you. I want to fight for your interests. I want to fight for your stake in the country, and that is what this is fundamentally about. The Democrats, in the past 5-10 years, Megan, they have become anti-family. It's built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we call that out. I don't think we should back down from it, Megan. I think we should be honest about the problem.
And look, I agree with J.D. Vance on his perspective when it pertains to the far left and their attempt to alter the nuclear family. I've said it many times on this show. The federal government, the states, and the schools, you are not parenting my child. I am. My wife is. I pay your salary. My wife pays your salary. Shut up and just teach my kids and stay in your lane. That said, I'm sure people will say, well, you defended Chief Kicker Harrison Butker over his comments about women wanting to get married, have children, and raise a family from home. What's the difference now, Nick? Well, the difference now is one guy's a kicker in the NFL. The other is on Donald Trump's ticket to be president of the United States. It's not necessarily apples to apples. One is a distraction and entertainment. The other is trying to end this absurd possibility of Kamala Harris becoming the next president of the United States. And again, personally, I don't care about J.D. Vance's comments. Strategically, though, I think this is going to be hammered home by the Democrats. And you've seen that for the last handful of days. And I'm not alone in thinking this. Here is Tommy Lahren, female conservative, who you see on OutKick and Fox News, pointing out the issue with J.D.'s position. Listen and watch this final clip.
Now they've got about 100 days of a honeymoon period that might very well last 50 to 60 days, where people are still going to be just excited that they have Kamala Harris. They're not going to dig into her record. They're not going to be bothered by her record because they're going to be so excited for probably the next 50 days. Well, we've only got about 100 until a general election and even fewer to early voting.
Yeah.
So don't get too comfortable on the Trump side. And I'm sure we're going to talk about this later, but the attacks on her personally, on whatever her past personally may have been, or calling her a childless lady, none of those are going to work, and they're going to make women second guess their support for what they may have felt for Donald Trump. Bad move.
Ooh, there are a lot of strong points in that for Republicans. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on how much you love Donald Trump and do or don't like his VP pick, some of that was for J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for don't call women dumb. It just doesn't work on Republican women or liberal women. It just doesn't work. There are much better ways to attack Kamala.
Her sex life, childless cat lady, DEI hire, all could be true, all could be valid, but you heard last week a couple of Trump's closest advisors saying, attack her on policy. I think that's what Tommy is saying right there. And according to Pew Research Center, Americans that were surveyed who don't have children are actually far more satisfied than any stereotype would lead you to believe. According to the New York Post, a sizable 20% of all U.S. citizens over the age of 50 do not have children, with Pew asking 2,542 of them about their finances, fears for the future, and whether or not they feel fulfilled without having any offspring. The results were published on Friday, just days after Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance's comments resurfaced about childless cat ladies, which caused controversy across the country, which prompted Tony Bruno's great friend Jennifer Aniston to weigh in. We'll get in that coming up in just a little bit. But just 22% of those surveyed by Pew said they who do not have children have an easier life, suggesting that the demographic largely doesn't envy those who have become parents. You can read more of that in the New York Post. But if I were Donald Trump, his advisors, and J.D. Vance, I'd pivot to a new talking point, a new set of horrible policies and sound bites that Kamala Harris has uttered and feel fortunate that it's July and most people are checked out for the summer. And as I've said, you can pick and pluck Kamala Harris apart so easily. Leave the childless Catwoman comments for the Twitter trolls that are seeking likes and retweets. Stay laser focused. You're seeking something much more prominent, that being 4 years at the White House. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning brought to you by Wawa. Summertime is here and it's Hoagie Fest. Get $5 shorties and $6 classics, always built to order with meats, cheeses, and veggies that you love. Get your favorite hot or cold hoagie or try something new only at Wawa Hoagie Fest. And if you look at the quad box right now, Tony Bruno's holding up his Wawa.
Got my Wawa 16-ouncer dark roast, baby.
Now, did you put a little what, a little half and half in there? Are you a half and half guy?
No, I want light cream this time.
My old man was a half and half guy.
I love half and half, too, but if they got light cream, I'm going light cream.
Yeah, I go almond milk.
That's a violation.
That is a violation.
Such a total violation.
But I am a walking violation.
Keyword.
And I have no problem broadcasting it. Love me for what I am. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll get Tony, Robin, Greg, Slutz, and J.D. Vance comments on the other side, because that has become a massive story over the last 72 hours, and then all sorts of goodies along the way. It's Kale and Company live here on a Monday morning. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, in for Dawn. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Oh, of course I believe that, Trey. And if you look at the full context of what I said, it's very clear the Democrats have tried to take this thing out of context and blow it out of proportion, which is what they always do, Trey, because they don't have an agenda to run on themselves. And if you look at what the American people are most concerned about, Trey, it's not an out-of-context quip that I made 3 years ago. It's the fact that Kamala Harris, the border czar, opened the American southern border. It's the fact that the Democratic Party has become explicitly anti-family in some of their policies. In fact, you just heard Kamala Harris in a surface clip recently talk about how it was a bad idea to have kids because of climate change anxiety. So really what I'm trying to get at here, Trey, is that it's important for us to be pro-family as a country. Of course, for a whole host of reasons, it's not going to work out for some people. We should pray for those people and, of course, have sympathy for them. I still think that that means we should be pro-family, generally speaking, as a party. And I think that our country has become particularly hard for parents, especially under the policies of Kamala Harris.
There he is, J.D. Vance, last night with Trey Gowdy on Fox News. Not a bad idea if you don't want to have kids because of climate change. I would actually argue don't have kids because your kids then want $50 Stanley mugs that will drive you insane
exactly.
To put their ice water in. But that's a different battle for a different day. Kale and Company here on this Monday morning. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, Greg Stocker hanging out with you. Dawn with the week off. All right, Bruno, I want to get your thoughts with what J.D. Vance had to say. And also, can you confirm whether or not Keith Olbermann is actually a childless cat lady himself?
No, he is a childless dog lady.
Gotcha.
Two little doggies, the little ones, you know, the yappers. But they're beautiful dogs. I mean, he lives right off in Central Park West. Robin and I have been to his place, and so we've known Keith. Now, Robin and I, on the other hand, Robin and I are a crazy cat, childless cat, parents.
Gotcha.
We have two cats, two beautiful rag dolls, right, Robin? So would you call us crazy? But we're not childless.
Yeah, we're not childless.
Right, but your kids are all grown up.
Yeah, but I have grandkids. So I'm a crazy cat dad with grandkids and three children.
And two Twitter feeds.
And two. No, well, I only focus on one now, Tony Bruno's show. I've consolidated them now. And now I'm being monetized, so please go in and try to help me make some money.
Yeah, don't you know confuse him too much.
Exactly.
Robin, you buying what J.D. Vance is saying? Does it work against him?
Unfortunate verbiage because
no,
you don't.
Not.
You don't want to, like, one of the things that we've always said is that Trump does not, he doesn't criticize or put down any of his followers, whether they're his followers or not, right? Whether they're voting for him or not. And I think that that's one of the things that you have to be careful of when you make the sort of a statement like that, that you're going to end up having people identify with what you said in a negative way. I don't, even though I'm a crazy cat lady. But I think that the childless thing, on the one hand, I totally agree with him that you change. Like when you have children,
yep.
Your entire life changes, I think, for the better. And your viewpoints on what is important to you change.
Exactly.
And I think that that's what he was trying to portray, was that there's too many people who don't understand that. That they, because they are childless, they do not get an entire population. And if he had said it that way, I don't think anybody would have had an issue.
Okay. Fair enough. I just feel like there's a lot of people out there that are going to view him. And look, maybe Trump winning over some of these females at the end of the day was not going to happen anyway. So maybe that's the, if you're looking for the silver lining, well, Trump wasn't going to get this or he wasn't going to get that anyway. So J.D. Vance saying this doesn't really change the game. I just think of it in a razor thin election in states like Pennsylvania, states like Georgia, obviously Michigan, Wisconsin. For the last 7 or 8 weeks, Republicans have just been on a roll, right? From Trump's assassination attempt to the RNC to selecting J.D. Vance, and then Joe bows out. The Democrats are a disaster. I just don't want to throw them a lifeline and let them back into the game, Bruno.
But the thing is, to me, about this single women, and, you know, Kamala Harris has one issue, abortion.
Right.
She's a childless woman, and she could be the president of the United States. Do I care? No. But if you're a woman and you've never had children, and you're married to a guy who's had children, one of whom is a absolute psychopath. I mean, you're going to put her up at the RNC, at the DNC convention? The second gentleman's daughter, have you seen her? She's a nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to put her up to introduce her dad and her stepmom? And so the thing is, they have one agenda. This is how the Democrats are getting women to vote for them. Abortion. Because abortion, to a lot of women, for whatever reason, is the most important thing in their life. And if you ask average people, people with children, even single women who don't care one way or the other, abortion's not in the top five things that they think about every single day when they make decisions on what their life is going to be.
To your point, a lot of those surveys and a lot of those polls have abortion down at like the bottom 5%,
yeah.
Or maybe sometimes it falls under the healthcare umbrella. So you're right with that, but we've talked about the stats since the summer of 2022. I think it's 9 of different elections, maybe 10, where abortion has been on the ballot,
right,
which has been the albatross for Republicans, and they've come up over ever since. That's my concern. Not that I think it's a major issue, but that sliver of people out there that get in their feelings and vote emotionally, and they might use abortion over immigration, abortion over the economy. When I don't view it that way, I think most people shouldn't view that way, but you do have those women out there. That's what wakes me up in the middle of the night, that these are the people that could decide November 5th.
Of course, and now we have to also remember, in the grand scheme of things, most people aren't paying attention
True.
To any all of this noise that we talk about every
right,
day and
right.
read about. People, they don't make their decisions. I mean, most people already made their decisions on who they're going to vote for.
Right.
And the bottom line is, people don't start saying, okay, like yesterday, I'm sitting in Rittenhouse Square. Democrats are walking around registering voters, sitting on benches.
Yep.
A lot of cat lady type people there. And, you know, they're going to vote for Kamala Harris. They don't care about Kamala Harris. They don't care about her lack of accomplishments. And the amazing thing is, the same media
yeah.
that absolutely hid everything about Joe Biden until the disaster with the debate, and the media that was covering for them, you know, finally jumped on the bandwagon once they realized that Joe had screwed the pooch, so to speak. Can we say that on
mm-hmm.
the show? Do I have to
screwed
put money
pooch,
in that
absolutely.
Little jar there?
Absolutely. Screwed the pooch.
Not a joke.
No,
it's not a joke. And now all of a sudden they've all are back right in, going all in on Kamala. But the
mm-hmm.
good thing about the Kamala Harris history is that there are receipts.
Oh, yeah.
And there are people, and not just the people who get paid to go on social media and a pimp for either party. There are regular people out there pointing out the hypocrisy of Kamala Harris.
Well, the ultimate hypocrisy is that they're condemning Trump for supposedly, because there's still no proof, supposedly having a side piece while Melania was pregnant. Yet they have, there is absolute 1,000% proof that Kamala was an actual side piece
exactly.
when Willie Brown was still married.
Yeah.
So that is such hypocrisy.
Yes, indeed.
It is. I mean, she's the single, I don't know whether she has cats or dogs, she is the single pro-abortion only as her major issue, whatever animal she has, lady. I mean, that's it. And you look at everything, the whole, how about last week? Everybody was going crazy over whether or not she was the border czar. And then the media, and then legitimate, like, PolitiFact. And then Axios.
Oh, which, Axios was scrubbing everything. Oh,
everything's being scrubbed at what she said.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a problem with that as a regular common sense American forgetting about political parties, and you're watching somebody's history being scrubbed because the parties have the power and the Democrats have the power.
There's a lot of history being scrubbed.
We haven't seen this much scrubbing and a sanitization cleanup effort since Gavin Newsom welcomed in Xi Jinping to San Francisco last year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, the homeless tents are gone. The drugs are gone. The San Francisco looks like they're shooting Full House episodes again. Hey, it's unbelievable.
No, and the Democrats and all the media and the celebrities, they're all in now. And they couldn't pick Kamala Harris out of a lineup.
855-839-1210. Stocker gave us this story just a couple of minutes ago during the break after the big take. Let's get to a little bit of the follow-up here with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, who, by the way, will be returning to Pennsylvania this Wednesday for a Harrisburg rally. So just about 2.5-3 weeks removed from the assassination attempt, which, by the way, you can't find on Google if you try to search. We'll get to that in a moment as well. But this is, we have so many questions out there that still need to be answered. And I know you had many people in Congress last week saying 60 days for a full report, completely unacceptable. In fact, it was AOC, of all people, eviscerating people like Kimberly Cheadle while they're testifying under oath, which you got to think, when you are a female working for the Secret Service and AOC is destroying you as a DEI hire, Kimberly Cheadle being the DEI hire, you know you have to step down and resign, because once AOC goes in on somebody that's on the left side of the spectrum, it's a complete wrap.
But they had to, Nick. The Democrats had to jump on board, because then they would look like they would be defending her.
And the heat was too hot, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, of course it was bipartisan, because if the Democrats stood up there and said, you know, I think you did a good job, like Joe Biden when he accepted her resignation and said, oh, you know, you've done your dignified... It's ridiculous.
Right.
She had to go. She should have been fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not resigned.
Yeah, shouldn't have taken 11 days either. So this story showing that the Pennsylvania SWAT team says they still had no contact with the Secret Service before the Trump rally shooting. This courtesy of Fox News. A police officer on a local tactical team assigned to former Trump security detail July 13th in Butler, PA, said there was no contact between their SWAT team and the U.S. Secret Service before Trump was shot. Quote, we were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service members whenever they arrived. That is according to the Beaver County team's lead sharpshooter, Jason Woods, who told ABC News, quote, that never happened. Woods told the outlet that the lack of communication was likely part of the critical failure in planning that ended with the 20-year-old wounding Donald Trump. So, I mean, let's think about all the questions that we still don't have answers to. Why did the Secret Service let Trump walk out on stage? Why was Trump allowed to take the stage if there was any active questions about security? How and why was that rooftop not secured if plans called for it to be sterile? What made Crooks attempt this assassination? And who, if any, was Crooks communicating with on those encrypted devices? Here we are, Tony Bruno. That happened on July 13th, so we're 16 days removed. And the five biggest questions, we don't have answers to.
And there won't be any answers forever, just like most controversies. You know, they want this thing is now in the rearview mirror for most, especially the Democratic Party. They want this to go away. They don't care that nobody knows what happened. They don't care that there was obvious problems here in Pennsylvania. I said this last week when I came on Wednesday. I said, Josh Shapiro is complicit in this. I'm not saying he said don't secure Donald Trump. I'm just saying there were three rallies that day here in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh with the First Lady. Then you had Trump's in Butler. And then you had Kamala Harris in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So you had three prominent people, big-time figures, political figures, in the same state at the same time. And there's no doubt that the Trump rally assigning of Secret Service agents, Pennsylvania State Police. I mean, they had the Pennsylvania Police superintendent testifying before Congress. So everybody dropped the ball here, and there's no excuse. I mean, there's regardless of who the person is, you cannot have this happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this happen. And then the commissioner, then the FBI director had to backtrack and say, yes, Donald Trump was shot, because you had the all of these people, the conspiracy theorists, say Donald Trump wasn't really shot. Mm-hmm. Keith Olbermann, among many, he wasn't shot.
It was shrapnel.
Well, it was shrapnel from a teleprompter. And then the FBI director had to come out and flat out say, yes, he was shot. So that's how polarized this whole thing is. If you think that somebody trying to assassinate any political figure, regardless of the party, if you think that that's okay, then you need to have your head examined. But there aren't enough psychiatrists or mental wards to take care of all these people, unfortunately. Byberry's been closed a long time. We need to bring those places back instead of turning them into old age homes.
By the way, guys, I have the audio video from this ABC News report last night. This is the local SWAT team in Butler, PA, saying all of this. This is cut 18, Phil. Go.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
Wow.
Wow.
So, I mean,
I want those people on Capitol Hill to testify.
Each day, more and more is leaked out about this that you're just like, huh, interesting.
Well, and this is why I said from Jump Street, it's one of two extreme ends. It's either the most incompetent, gross, negligent failure we've ever seen, or he was sent out there intentionally with the purpose of being wiped out, which makes you wonder, what do we not know publicly about crooks? Because you can sit there and say, well, the Secret Service was, you know, plotting this and plotting that, but you would have to know that there's a threat out there to kill the president or the former president of the United States, and you'd have to be in cahoots with the shooter. So what's on those encrypted devices? Why are those communications blocked? And if there were conversations, I want to know what's going on in those conversations.
No, this is the biggest cover-up, and we talk about cover-ups all the time, but this is, you're absolutely right. This is, now I remember the Reagan shooting. I remember JFK. I remember RFK. I remember Martin Luther King being assassinated growing up as a young child and watching all these attempts to assassinate people. You know, and this, of all of them, in this day and age with the technology, the drone capabilities, the espionage capabilities, the way to track people down. We can track down grandmoms in Utah who were at the Capitol on January 6th, but we can't figure out why a local kid, 20 years old, is online with encrypted sites all over the world and plotting the assassination of the president, which he later... Remember when people said, well, he was a Republican. That was the first thing. Oh, the shooter was a Republican, remember? And then anybody who said that he wasn't was a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Now that's all gone away.
Right. Well, he donated $15 to a progressive super PAC.
Yeah, exactly. The kid was a mentally deranged person who never should have been allowed to get anywhere near that place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he came across the border and nobody knew where he was.
Yeah.
He was not that far away.
One of the things that bothers me, though, is that everybody says the Secret Service, which kind of lumps his security detail, Trump's security detail, into that.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously were not clued in as to what was going on that either, because they did a great job protecting President Trump. So they, I think, when you say Secret Service, we should say the executive branch of the Secret Service, not the people that were actually
the
there.
The woman in charge.
Ground.
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember when Arlen Specter, the former great U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, was involved in the Warren Commission during the JFK assassination. And I remember him testifying before Congress. He used to call into our talk show on WIP, Arlen Specter.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, legendary Philadelphia DA, became a United States senator, and was involved in the Warren Commission investigating of the JFK assassination. You know, and they investigated that for years, and it's still, people still don't see the redacted results of that investigation. So hopefully this doesn't become another one of those, we'll never know what happened on that day, because there's so much visual evidence that shows what happened on that very day. And if this just goes away and no one is held accountable other than the shooter,
right,
you know, it'll be another national outrage, I think.
Well, I mean, just graph it out. Chart out the logistics here over the course of 8 years. You created fake hoaxes. Mm-hmm. Then you impeach him. Then you indict him. Arrest him. You want to kick him off a ballot. You ban him on social media. He's off of Facebook. He's off of Instagram. You go down the road over the course of 8 years of going from the most basic attacks to what's the last thing you can do to somebody that you want to wipe out politically. You kill him, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not illogical to arrive at the conclusion of this was the final step. This guy needs to go so bad that the only thing, everything else we've thrown at, I mean, you got James Carville down in Louisiana with his LSU hoodie on. He's like, we're throwing spaghetti at the wall. It's just not sticking. I mean, every time they indict the guy, his poll numbers go up. So how do you remove him from the equation? Mm-hmm. Equation? You put a bullet in his head, right? It's not crazy to think that.
Absolutely correct.
Right? So that's wild to me. This segment brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group, where you can explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Range Rover, Discovery, and Defender models. Find the Land Rover that's perfect for your style, your life, with the latest special offers, and visit Land Rover, Westchester, Willow Grove, or Wilmington.
By the way, the biggest travesty of this Trump investigation and the assassination is it's now Google and Snapchat AI are not allowing you.
Yep.
An American citizen or even a non-citizen to go on and look up any search on the Trump assassination attempt.
How crazy.
Tell me how that's not a conspiracy theory and against the rules of free speech in America.
Yeah.
Google is purposely not allowing you to see any investigation or any information involving the Trump assassination attempt. People in Venezuela are laughing at us today.
Yep. I actually saw that go viral yesterday. I was at my in-laws' house up in Saucon Valley. My wife and daughters had to get their hair cut and their hair colored, and one of their friends does it as a side hustle. So
now, they'd use purple, blue, or just regular hair?
Just regular blonde.
You're not doing the...
No, this is not a Libs of TikTok video.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No eyeglasses, nose rings, anything bizarre.
No septum rings?
Nothing like that. Okay. And my father-in-law, myself, and my wife's uncle were watching the Phillies because they were a 1:35 first pitch yesterday. And I'm scrolling my phone, and I see this, what you're talking about, how Google's not allowing this. So I'm like, all right, let me just see if this is legit or if this is, you know, misinformation on social media. I pull up my Google Chrome browser and I go to google.com and I type in the phrase Trump assassination attempt. And as you get to Trump and you start typing T-R-U, it doesn't autofill and fill it in
exactly.
So you can get to it. You'll see assassination attempts on Truman, RFK, JFK, Reagan, everybody under the sun. Now, if you complete the spelling of Trump and then hit enter for the search, the stories will come up. But the autofill is not populating it
correct.
For you, which in a world of lazy people probably impacts that because the person that's got the attention span of salad dressing that can't finish spelling Trump, once it handed to them, you will not see that. It's almost as if it doesn't exist until you complete the search manually yourself.
Then it doesn't really show up as often. Like this is actually called, there's a Dr. Robert Epstein, no relation to the other Epstein, that says that this type of big tech manipulation, he's been tracking for the last 10 years, and it's called Search Suggestion Effect, SSE. And what big tech does is they actually insert what they want you to find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you were searching for, say, J.D. Vance, and you wanted to find out about his history, what they will do is they will now manipulate it so that when you search it, you are always going to find his cat lady comment.
Yep. And the same thing happens with businesses. I mean, if you spend a lot of money, you're going to be at the top of the Google search list. If you're looking for a plumber, whatever it is,
right.
Google will skew to the people that they want you to see first, not in any alphabetical order or any other type of order.
Yep. And this is Stocker, this is the battle you fight all the time with getting us likes and subscriptions on YouTube, because we're always battling these warped, rigged algorithms that show that we're not visible to people.
They don't promote us on YouTube. We have to do it ourselves.
Right.
So that's why I always say, everybody watching right now, Right. Everybody watching right now on the YouTube chat, please, or on the YouTube channel, please hit the like button on today's show, because the more likes we get, the more we get in people's feeds. And it actually works, because we've been doing this the last week and a half, and it's like it's really helped our numbers. Mm-hmm. So help us do that, because we're tricking the algorithms into thinking, into promoting us when they wouldn't normally.
Exactly. 855-839-1210, the number if you want to jump in. You can also get us on social media at 1210WPHT, and of course in the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to YouTube.com, fire up the chat, YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons, and Tony Bruno's monitoring the chat as
I'm
we
I'm trying
speak.
To get into the chat now. I'm not on the YouTube page yet.
You're locked out?
I'm not locked out, no.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the internet. I got to find the company internet here.
By the way, too, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, please hit the follow button on the radio station's 1210 WPHD. Hit the follow button because, again, it may not seem like a lot to you, but it helps us tremendously.
Exactly right, man.
Helps them promote us.
You realize today is the first day I've actually physically met Greg Stocker after all these years?
No.
Yes.
Yep.
That is right.
Yep, it is.
I didn't realize how tall he was. I thought he was a short guy when I saw him on the camera.
No, I'm the short guy. Stocker's the tall guy with hair.
He's taller than me, and I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2".
Dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, I thought you were a little guy, man.
No. Do I sound like a little guy?
No, it's not about sound, but I didn't realize because, you know, you're sitting in the chair, so people don't know how tall you are.
Yeah. I'm very tall. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
All right, we got a lot of good stuff to get to. The cut sheet less than an hour away, but we have to get to the Middle East and what transpired recently. The deadliest attack since October 7th of 2023, and this fresh off the heels of all of the protests, the riots, the burning of Old Glory this past week as Bibi Netanyahu was in Washington, D.C., and this time it's Hezbollah that is the perpetrator. We'll get to this as we kick off hour number two, and we'll do that on the other side. It's Kale and Company, Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, in for Dawn this week as we continue with the 7 o'clock hour. It's next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.